You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
The action-packed sport of goalball is exciting and accessible, and a series of sessions are being held in Wales to give young people the chance to try it for themselves. Joining me now are Alex Cockerham, Talent Officer for Goalball UK, and Jack Peters, a lead coach for the Goalball Academy programme. Welcome in both.
Thank you very much for having us.
Well, Alex, tell us a bit about the Aspire Days coming up in Cardiff and Carmarthen.
Yes, of course. So our Goalball Academy Aspire Days are a part of our Goalball Academy programme. Our Goalball Academy is a programme which we run as part of Goalball UK for young blind or partially sighted people aged 12 to 18. It's basically a wide opportunity to promote more young people within the blind or partially sighted community to play goalball and, but most of all, enjoy playing sport at a younger age in an environment where they're around lots of other young blind or partially sighted people. And our Aspire Days are an opportunity for us to expand the programme as in its early years. So the programme started in 2020. In its early years, we host a lot of our activities within the Midlands area of England through residential camps, which people travel from across England, Wales, and at some point Scotland as well, to these camps. And our Aspire Days are basically our way of bridging the gap, going out to the more local areas within England and now Wales as well, with our first days in Cardiff and Carmarthen coming up later this year and into early 2026.
Jack, you've been both a goalball player and now a coach. What do you enjoy about the sport?
I really enjoy the fact that it's really inclusive. Everyone can play it. Because we're under eye shades, it's an equal playing field. So anyone can join, friends and families. You know, I've been part of a team where it's just been my whole family playing. And what I really like about it is that everyone's in the same sort of, in the same shoes almost. We're all visually impaired. And before goalball, a lot of us, myself included, almost felt like there wasn't a sport for us because everything had to be adapted for us, which made us feel a little bit, you know, excluded. But now that goalball's come along, it's a really enjoyable sport to not only play, but to coach. And it's, yeah, really exciting, really, really inspiring to see so many people joining.
And Jack, Aspire Days like these are also a way to identify talented young players. What are you looking out for during the sessions? What makes a player stand out?
For me, it's their enthusiasm. I like to see a potential player, you know, enjoying themselves, playing with a smile. I'm also looking for how they react in certain situations. Have they got good team building skills? But the main thing is just seeing them enjoy themselves.
And Alex, what do people say when you've run these Aspire Days in the past in other areas? What's the feedback been like?
It's been positive. As I mentioned, these days are new to us from a Goalball UK perspective. We have previously, over the years, done a sort of different spin on these days through junior days with other members of staff. But in terms of from a performance pathway perspective, a young people specific event, it's like a new area for us and something we feel is really important. So the feedback's been positive from the perspective of the people attending. It's people feel like it's an opportunity which is, again, more regionalised to them. So rather than them having to travel to play with lots of other young people, because it can depend on the club at times, although it's something we're always trying to build and having young people within clubs, they feel like it's an opportunity to play with other young blind or partially sighted people. And as Jack mentioned, an opportunity for us to see people play with a bit like a smile on the face and the whole emphasis being on fun and the goalball skills coming later on.
Jack, are there any requirements for taking part in the days? Do you need to be sporty or do you need to have tried goalball before to enjoy it?
No, absolutely not. But goalball's like a bug or an itch. As soon as you start it, you can't get rid of it. I started it, I went to one training session and 10 years later, I'm still playing it. So it's a really addictive sport. So I just urge anyone, if you're sporty or not, give it a try. If you don't like it, you don't like it, but I guarantee you, you will like some of it.
Alex, is there a cost to take part in the Aspire Days?
No, there's no cost to attend. So it's free to attend for people. And as Jack mentioned, regardless if you play goalball before or not, the whole emphasis on the day for us is to see as many young blind or partially sighted people taking up opportunities to try a new sport or to develop within goalball we already play. But no, it's completely free to attend.
And Alex, for people who might struggle with the costs incurred of making it out to events like these, there's help available from Victor. How does that work?
Yes, of course. When we established our Aspire Days, we've established a partnership with Victor, who have been an absolutely massive help for us and with our Aspire Days. Obviously, we recognise that it can be quite expensive, especially with travel, whether that's through like car journeys, taxis, train travel, anything like that, can it can rack up a bit of a cost. So Victor supported us with a reimbursement scheme for travel for all attendees. This is up to the amount of £50 and can be claimed back after the day by completing Victor's short form on their website. And then all you need is a group photo to show that you attended the day. And it's a reimbursement of a cost up to £50.
And Jack, any advice for young people taking part in these Aspire Days? How can they make the most of their time?
I think just enjoying yourself and just be you. I think a lot of the time people try and fit in, but goalball is its own sport. So as long as you're being you, you're going to fit in. And I think as long as you're giving your all and you're playing with a smile on your face, then you're going to get a lot out of the day. Because as Alex mentioned earlier, fun is the main thing, but also we learn a lot of skills and drills, which will not only help us in our global careers, but also our independent living skills as well. So it's a really useful couple of hours.
Well, Alex, where's the best place to find out more information about the Global Aspire Days in Wales and sign up to take part?
Yes, of course. A great place to go would be the Global UK website. There's information within our taster sessions aspect of our website as well. There'll be regular updates on our social media in the lead up to the days for more information on the events. And then all you need to do to sign up is to complete the short Global Academy self-nomination form. And then we'll be in touch with you to share more information to make sure you have all the information that you need for the day.
Alex Cockrum, Talent Officer for Goalball UK, and Jack Peters, Lead Coach for the Goalball Academy programme. We look forward to the Aspire Days in Wales in Easton Leisure Centre in Cardiff on Saturday, the 27th of September, and in Ysgol Gyfun Bro Myrddin in Carmarthen on Saturday, the 17th of January. Diolch yn fawr iawn i chi, and thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, thank you.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.